Paid Baba Vasukov Dalsin Hitoshi Mem, June 8, 1980, and Sunday continued.
So what is the pshat? The pshat is True, we have these laws, but we have Aloha. Gemara says in Kokisle, Kufa Palat, that Gemara says that Bashabes Midraise only in Lochem Yadayim Kosa, but Kome is Mut. Midrabon Kome is Osa. So the Mele, people can break it. So it's Mutter, the Gemara says, suppose there is a fire in the house, there is a fire, and the fire is turning to spread. So he's not allowed, unless there is Pekach Nefesh, but if there is no Pekach Nefesh, he's not allowed to extinguish the fire. But suppose he sees that the fire has not reached his house yet, but, or if it has reached his house, he doesn't want it to spread. So the fire is here, and he doesn't want to spread, that it should go far. So then he can set up Kulichares, so when the fire will reach the Kulichares, so the fire will be extinguished. So why is it Mutter? Because Luisasekom Loho, Asir Udose, Hokom Mesho, but with Rabbanon, as the Mordechai puts out there, so it is Osea, so the Mokim, Hepsekleke, so the Chachomim didn't ask. So Gavishah is true, there is Alohe of Babetes Lohes. Kibu is one of Babetes Lohes. But that's all, when is Eive, the Isa of Luisasekom Loho, only if he does the Melohe will die. Only if he does the Melacha Yadayim. But if he does it on the Komet, then he's not able. Now the question is, true that Zera is one of our best Melachas, it was in the Mishkan. But after all, there is Alocha of Isasekom Locha, Asir Dose, Hokom Eshore, so Mele, if Kehacha Mirurabe, would give it a deen of Komet, if Kehacha Mirurabe, would give it a deen of Kome, so then he should not be hired. But so yes, but that's one of our best moches. Well, we can visualize the moche of Zeire without Teach. Suppose he will be in a Teach, the Che, Pipe. So there is Yerushalmi. There is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, suppose the usual way of winnowing the grain is by letting the wind blow away the chaff. But suppose he does it indoors, and there is no wind, but instead he blows away, or even if it's outdoors, but there is no wind, let's say it's a place where there is no wind. And so in order to make the chaff blow away, he uses his mouth, his napea bepiv, the chaff, the mates. So Yerushalmi says, he is also high. So Mele, there's the pshat in the Gemara. Takes and says, Abu Hochen says, V'inachoked mei d'chir tashmum v'gambinon, V'inachoked ulech shem d'yon uwey, Gambin l'shapia, kim d'gromen bin zokin is osa. Kim d'gromen bin zokin is osa. So the question is, but what's the shayres between Shabbos and Achokes Mizoki? Shabbos has Lamedes Moches. The answer is true, Zeira is one of Lamedes Moches. But if Kehacham Urebe would be considered Gome, not Maisel Yodayim, so then Zeira of the Uach should be hired. But we have the Meloche of Zeira. So let's visualize the Meloche of Zeira in connection with the case where is Zeira with the Uach be. When it's going to die, Mamesh, there is no Kehacham Rebbe. But we see that Zeira is higher even without Zeira repeat. But Al-Beruach. So, and that's a comment. So the idea is that when a person, through his act, takes advantage of the forces of nature, of the Kehacham, so Mele, the Keachachia, the force of nature, is integrated with his act. Because otherwise, that we can deduce from the Chiyuv of Zeira by Shabbos, we see that the Torah was behind Zeira. Even if he wasn't Zeira, Al-Beruach Pi. Even if he's Zeira in the regular way, Al-Beruach Oemo. So it's Keachacham Urebe, but by Shabbos, there's a Lohan Isaskom Loho, Asir Yosea, Hogrom Eshore. So it's a Rayan, it's not Kasler Gome, because if it had been Kasler Gome, so then the Torah would Aloha wouldn't be Mechayev Zeire, Al-Diruach Oino, but only Al-Diruach Bi, And the law is that is the way, Zera, even if he doesn't blow it with his mouth, but he takes advantage of the wind. So it's an ayah, but it's not common. Why is it common? So we see that when a person sets the forces of nature in operation, so then the force of nature, the Koach HaChayah, is integrated with his own force, and it's attributed to his own character. So in many ways, it's a shayches to HaChayah, it's not to. I mean, that's the only pshat in thesis. However, so then, now there is a machlekes between the Mognavron and the Eben Reizia, in Simen Reish Nun Beis. One of the Melochas, the Rantes Melochas, is Trin. So Trin, I mean, so the primitive way of grinding wheat, of milling, is a handmill. By grinding wheat through a handmill. So there, when you are Tichin, and milk, so then the tchile is done by yodayim, mikiyachol. But one of the first machines was a windmill. So in the time of the Mogavrom, I mean, they had a windmill. So in other words, the wind revolves the mill, and that grinds the wheat. So the Mogavrom says in Simon Richter Bates that. If, let's say, you put the wheat in a windmill, and the person doesn't push the rollers the way it's done in a handmill, but the wind revolves the rollers of the mill, so then it doesn't involve any surprising. It's only also grammar. Why is it only Yosef Gavon? Because it's a con. It's a con. So in other words, this is a case of Kehachamur. Even the windmill, the man has to do something, the wind helps him. But the man has to do something, so the Shiki of the Mogavon is the Mogavron is a Simen Reish Nun Beis Sifcho. So the Mogavron says, Afilu Neisein HaYisroel La'avichayim B'Shabbes in a windmill Rechayim. So Lekech Yubchatos Achim Yitchein B'Rechayim Sholyat. But if it's not a Rechayim shall Yad, if it's not a handmill, if it's a windmill, so the melee, then he is, so it, there is no Israelites. According to Rabon, so many machines, you know, many machines, that where it's Kiyachamur, they know the machine, so Kiyachamur. So it's not, it doesn't allow an Israelites. The Melezer is Chedek. And then Eliezer says that if somebody will be taken to a chiti in a chayim shalmayim, so then it will be chayim chatos. It's a mocher rise. But it's a chome, it's kiyachacham mu'abbe. So the answer is because the Gemara says, that so the Gemara says Makenes, Shait the Shabbos, the Melechet Machshavos also there. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara? That in other words, that by Shabbos there is a special Zeros Hakosuk of Melechet Machshavos also there. That even though it's Kiyachamura, even though it's Kome, so still he's chayav. As long as he wants it, it's the derech to do it that way, and he wants that it should be done. So in other words, as long to it's Kome, if it's Kiyachamura, so it's considered Kome, if it's Kiyachamura. But if it is, but Kome is also chayav Shabbos. Where does the Gemara say that Kome is not also the Raisa? That's what Gabe, when you set up, there is a strength, and you set up Kelim Shitvei Cheres, so that when the fire comes, it comes to reaches the Kelim Cheres, so the fire will be poker, will be extinguished. So that's not the derech to extinguish fire. What's the usual way of extinguishing fire? Either by blowing off the fire, or by pouring water upon fire. I mean, you don't extinguish a fire by setting up the Kelim Cheres. Mashenke, Zeira. So it's not just in Zeira Sakosuf in Zeira. It's in Zeira Sakosuf in all Melech HaShabbos. That's the usual way of winnowing. How do you winnow? On the contrary, I mean to be Zeira al Ruach Pi, that's the unusual way. The usual way, the common way of being Zeira is through the Keachah. So then, since it's the derech, that's the usual way of doing the melacha of the kome, so then kome is chayav b'shabbos. So Mele said, since it's the usual way to be taken in a chayav shamayim, so Mele, it's in melacha b'shabbos. That means according to the days here, all machines, all melachas that are done in machines, as long as the person operates it, even though the mitzvah is done later on, even though the mitzvah is done later on, so he'll be chayav b'shabbos. So we have a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Eben Ezer as to whether by Shabbos kome is chayav if that's the usual way of doing it, of doing the melacha. That's the shita of the Eben Ezer, and according to Magen Avraham, no. But the Gemara only says in regard to Zeire, because all the Melochas are produced from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah in Zeire existed not through Ruach Pi, but of the Ruach Reino. So maybe it's a special Zeir Sakosu. It's a special Zeir Sakosu, Gabi Zeire. But it doesn't apply to any other Melocha. Whereas according to Ben Ezer, so it's our chenom loches that even kome is chayav in raise b'shabbos, as long as that's the usual way and that's the way people want it to be done. Now, it seems that there is a machlekes, that the same machlekes between the Eliezer, and the Magen Avraham is a machlekes between the Rosh in Molokame and Rabbi Yochananel in Shabbos. There's Gemara in Shabbos that put cup on the base. Omar Rav Yehuda, Pesach Odom Deles Kineged Mido B'Shabbos. Suppose you have the fire in the house. So, but the fire is not very big. Now, you open the door, so the wind arouses the fire and makes it bigger. It converts it into a blaze. So then, Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Pesach Odom Deles Kineged Mido B'Shabbos. He's allowed to open the door. He's allowed to open the door. So Gemara says, Light Alei Abaye. So Abaye was disturbed by anyone who does it. But my asking, you in the Miruach Mitzuyo, my time in the Mount Dios. In other words, if at the time when he opens the door, there is an ordinary wind. So in other words, the ordinary wind will not arouse the fire. The ordinary wind. Only if there is a hurricane, so that will arouse the fire. But an ordinary wind not. So the question is, why is life Abaye? Why is Abaye Asa? After all, it's not a situation. If the ordinary wind, usually it will not arouse the fire. So, even what's in my time in Mandosa, even watching it to you, that Rabbi Yehuda has referenced the case where there happens to be a hurricane, a very strong wind. So then if he opens, so he knows, if he opens the door, so then the strong wind will allow the fire. So why is Rabbi Matir? Ibu Hashem Yitzuyo, my time is running short. So the Gemara says, lay long the Hashem Yitzuyo. Say Nachman, if at the time when he opens the door, there is this very strong wind, and that in all certainty will allow the fire, so then it's also a boy, it's a situation. But the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Abaye is in regard to the case where the wind is an ordinary wind. So the ordinary wind will not allow the fire. Not allow the fire. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda is mad. And Abaye answered, because if we allow him to do it when the wind is an ordinary wind, so he might do it when there is a very strong wind too. So because of that, we answer it even when it's an ordinary. But anyway, it's mentioned by Rabbi Yehuda Gemara that if at the time when he opens the door there is a hurricane, there is a very strong wind, that in all certainty it will arouse the fire, then it's awesome. Then it's awesome. So the Rach Rabbi Hananel says on this Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Pesach Odom Deles Kineged Mido B'Shabbos Nechishis, Vachal Kishor Ruach Lula Beseich, Light Alei Abaye, Nechoshev Lei, Kimar Beseich. So he says, "V'yuchesek abay," and then he says, "V'kamvino migmor el akeli seyul diya b'nisati hamelabe ve'im lupuy afilu lebeis apoter v'akshin al mai apoter lebe kizir eduach zeyante v'amrimu v'kam etayim." And then he says, "Omar apaye kishnilu b'tzad zeyul b'sor b'tzad achel rove kishnilu b'ruach b'tzad b'sor b'oshin b'tzio rab zeyul omar b'tzad b'tzad Rabashi omar Hey, Rabbi Zinu, Rabbi Yaitu, Yi Shabbat, Yuach Mashem, Yisof Sotero, Abo Ochem, Krome Baume, Un Krome Bizot, Un Potter, Shema Meno. So he recites the whole Kibor in Achilles, Shema Meno, Vichim Di Mashle Uche, Afilu Leruach Mitzuyo, Liu Beis, Un Mechashi Kvohe Yosa Mishabes, De Haim Melech Mashem. So it's like that it is, before us. In other words, so from this Kibor we see that Kav Shabbos, he was bothered by certain Kashi. Why is Light Alei Abaye? Light Alei Abaye. Because so Yasas, if Ruach Mitzuyo. Because of Kizir of Ruach Mitzuyo, the implication being that by Ruach Mitzuyo to involve in Israel Isaac. Because if by Ruach Mitzuyo to only involve in Israel Abaye, why should we be Gezer? By Ruach Mitzuyo to Ruach Mitzuyo, so it would be Gezer and Zer. The fact that we are Gezer by Ruach Mitzuyo, or to Ruach Mitzuyo, indicates that by washing it, you know, it will involve an Israel Isaac. Why? Because by washing it, it will be a situation. But the question is, it's here, Acham Urabe. So it should be considered as Kobe. And Kobe is not something I say, oh, me, Rabono. So never since, even by washing it, so it would be awesome, Rabono. So by washing it, you should be gay, say, auto washing it, so he mentions that Gemara, no. If there had been a washing it, a strong wind, so then there would be a psychology, so it would be awesome, the rice. Even though it's Kiraha, he's not mother of the fire. He just, it's even less. So he, together with the wind, avows the fire. Here, he doesn't avow the fire at all. He just opens the door and he allows the wind to come in. Once the wind comes in, then the wind avows the fire. But that certainly, should be considered comic. The answer is, any comic, if it is, is mechavenkach umechashik vachayim is also mishabes v'raisa. So that's why they're amazing. That's why they're amazing. Now, the Rosh, in Perek Hakeh, it's a bad suki, that summer. So he said, gosh, Ribo Mizowa. So he mentions, we name the Ribuyo Kilo Yubes, we come with the Ruach Kilo Yubes, we start the Yahad of Ribu Potter. We are Vino, Abba Pisha Sia Owa, Vasia Zahish, Abba Kilo Ruo Sol Mabe, Mide the Habe Hazer, the Ruach Zayante, the Hashmir of the Kiro also a more for Babe. The horse of the Hasmar Shemes or Sotero. Other people have no comment about me. Be all her in Botero. King the Mohezu, he can ask you also. I'll be what? I will hoche, come about me, who come in Zotin Potter. So he emphasizes the Rosh. King the Mohezu. Other people have no comment about me. Why was he comment? The answer is, my secret dying means that it's done exclusively by the person. But if it's done through the collaboration of his mindset and somebody else and the Keach Achelia, so then it's only coming. So he says, so I'm coming about me, but still in Israel, the Hoche Chivotero, Kim the Meloche Zu, Ikar Asiyoso al the work. Ikar Asiyoso al the work. So the melee, even Meloche Zu is Ikar Asiyoso al the work. So the melee, because we learn out all the Melochas from the Mishnah. And Zeinah was one of the Melochas that existed in connection with the Mishnah. And two, that Zeinah can be visualized, where without Yahach, if he Zeinah be Wahbi, but he can't see also Abi. How is it come to be done? Not through Wahbi, that would involve hard work to drive away all the chair through Wahbi. So commonly it's done through the aid of the wind. So the melee, that's the Xerasakosu. Deve dizer essa coisa, que de no Jesus e que a nasceu seu Deus. So that words, so the Roshi is like Rabbi Gabor, and the Benezer, and the Rabbi Hananel is like the Benezer. But the question is, I mean, doesn't it appear from this Gemara? Doesn't it appear from this Gemara like Rabbi Hananel? Like Hananel? Because if we say that Melechus Machshavos Sotero, it does not have birthplace, is not limited. Is not limited only. Is not limited only to say, but it has reference to all Melechus. So there we can deduce Hachokas is of false. In other words, so just as we see Gabishas, just as we see Gabishas, that because of Melechus Machshavos, so the Keiach Acher is integrated with his Keiach, and whatever is done by the Keiach Acher is attributed to him, because after all, he set the Keiach Acher in operation. I mean, the wind would not have functioned if not for the fact that he started to beat out the grain in the field. So in other words, he set the Keiach Acher in operation. So we see there with Rabbi Shabbos that when someone sets the Keiach Acher in operation, so then the Keiach Acher is integrated with his Keiach, and it's attributed to him. It's attributed. So, the Shaykhs, Tachov is Mesopi too, it's considered Girdoy. It's considered Girdoy. But, according to the Rosh, that this is only applies to Zele, because that exists a Koso. Because we cannot visualize it that way. We can, but that's not the Ika way of Zera. We can visualize it. Al-Wahbi, but that's not the Ika law of Zera. And in the Mishkin, how was it done in the Mishkin? Also Al-Wah, al. So really, so how can, so watch out. So in other words, that means that it's a special Zera Sakosu. It's a special Zera Sakosu. Gabe Zera. Because that's the law of Zera. And Zera existed in the Mishkin. So what bearing does it have upon the Chokes Nizok? What bearing does it have upon the Chokes Nizok? And so then we'll have to say that according so of course Teisa says in so many words, Teisa says, Umar Rabashi Soba Nei Dechiyuv Tashlumi Vigamle Lin Hachoke Nilechshet Giradulei, Gabriel and Shabbi, Kim the Gomit is open is Osera. Kim the Gomit is open is Osera. So Teisa spells out, Kim the Gomit is open is Osera. Now the question arises, why does Teisa have to say Kim the Gomit is open is Osera? Monashia, if Teisa says the reason the Shita from the Hananel, that the Xerzakosu of Melechus Machshavos Sotero is not to be confined Dachi to Zeira, because Zeira, that's the way it was initially. But it applies to all of the Shabbos. So it's a general Zerzakosu. That when a person, through his act, sets the forces of nature in operation, so then the Keiach Acher is integrated with his Keiach, and it's attributed to him. So he doesn't have to emphasize, Teisa doesn't have to emphasize, the election, Gabino Shabbia, Kivu di Kome bin Zoki Nizos. Kivu di Kome bin Zoki Nizos. So apparently Teisa Shita is the truth. We learn out from Shabbos, even though by Shabbos is a special Zerzakosu of Melechus Machshavos Sotero. So it's not a Zerzakosu Kolateru. It's not a Zerzakosu Kolateru that whenever a person sets the forces of nature in operation, so then the Keiach Acher becomes attributed to him. Because if that had been the Aloche, so Teisus wouldn't have to say Kim Mikolim Mizokim Mizosef. So then it should be considered Mazim Yedani, not Kolim Mizokim. The fact that Teisus emphasizes that Kolim Mizokim Mizosef so indicates that it's not in general Zerzakosu, that whenever a person acts together with the Keiach Acher, then the Keiach Acher is attributed to him and becomes integrated with his Keiach, as if the Keiach Acher had been done by him through his Keiach. So then this is what we have to resolve, to the fact that God resolves us. So apparently this is the thing of an hour. There is no general sense that whenever a person acts together with the Keah HaHer, so the Keah HaHer is integrated with his Keah, and the Keah HaHer is attributed to him, and is considered to have done the mindset of Yodai, what the Keah HaHer was. No, that's only our Hekami Shabbos. That's only our Hekami Shabbos. Now this is to the degree with the Rosh, this is to the degree with Rabbi Hanan. But even according to Rabbi Hanan, the machlokes between Rabbi Hanan and the Rosh is in regard to Shabbos itself. So according to the Rosh, it's not even Exeras HaKosov to know Amidas Kuachas. Blachas Mashiach is also it's only Exeras HaKosov in Zera, because the Mikam Locha of Zera is done that way. That's the way it was commonly done in the Mishnah. And according to Rabbi Hanan, it's Exeras HaKosov in all Blachas Shabbos. But even according to Rabbi Hanan, we could say, it's only Exeras HaKosov in Blachas Shabbos. That of Nachas Mashiach is also then the Keah HaHer becomes integrated with his Keah. Maybe it's considered like a similar of Yudai, but it has no application. It has no application to collateral good. But the Shaites with Mahakokis Nizokin is because by Achokis Nizokin, so we there is by Achokis Nizokin there is our of Kome Bizokin is Osea, Kome Bizokin is Osea, some Mele, one could say, if not for the fact that there is Chayev, so then I would say that when a person acts together with the Keah HaHer, then he's not even considered a Mazik al Bekomi either. He's not even considered a Mazik al Bekomi either. Now, the Miri says, Dalit Mohim, Horeisei, he said, Potter with the Odo, Vechayim Nishamayim. So, according to Miri, it means that it's a real Chiyuv Mohim. And he says, if he doesn't pay, so he's a Gazlan, he's for slaves. It's not just that there is an Enish, B'nei Shamayim, but there is a real Chiyuv B'nei Shamayim, and a real Chiyuv Mohim, but basically he's not here in the Sechel Chosov. So the Rebbe really says, that's only by the Dalit Goyim, Kiv Kobos Ibn Chaber V'Yadriko, when he's Mishchave. But when he's not Mishchave, then he's not in Chayim Nishamayim. Why? Monepshach. What is this? Monepshach. If Gomi is Chayim Nishamayim, so why Dafke? Dafke if he is... why Dafke if he is... why Dafke if he is Mishchave, and if he's not Mishchave now? The answer is, since it all happens out in Kome, so if he's not Mishchave, he's not even considered the Mazik out in Kome either. Because otherwise, it's any of us all. So no matter what you do, so you are considered the Geirer. You are considered the Geirer. Say, many times, let's say, one person might be the cause of the sickness of another person because he breathed in his presence. So, would we say that he is a Geirer? If he's a Geirer, if a person, let's say, catches pneumonia because he came in contact, because he breathed the air, breathed out by another person who had pneumonia. So would you say that this person is a Geirer? He's not even a Geirer. So true that Kome bin Zokin is also there, but he has sins. The Akse, after all, what does he do? He just puts the grain, he puts on the field. That's all. And then the wind blows away the chaff. So then, if we didn't have the example of Zeyra Ruach Misayayte, so then I would say that he's not in the Geirer. It's all done by the wind. It's all done by the wind. So the melee, because in this case, there are certain gomes that even if he's not mischave, he's still a Geirer. But there are other gomes which if he's not mischave, he's not even considered a Geirer. Now this is a good example, because after all, he has no kavanas to blow away the chaff so that the chaff should be massive people. But this is a result of his pulling of the grain of the grain and in the field. So then the result is that the wind drives it away. The wind drives it away. So maybe it shouldn't even be considered a magical garment. It should not be considered his head altogether. It should not even be attributed to him. It should not even be attributed to him. So this is what the Lord says. And who can mention the Zeir Ruach HaMitzayim? So true, even according to the Rosh, the Zeir Ruach HaMitzayim is only Xeras HaKosov and Gabi Moch HaMitzayim. It doesn't apply even to Shabbos, to all other Moches. So, but Zeir, there is such Xeras HaKosov. So what is Xeras HaKosov? That he is Mechuyev for the Moche done by the wind? That's not Xeras HaKosov. It's not Xeras HaKosov that is Mechuyev Bechatos for the Moche done by the wind. So the Xeras HaKosov, the essence of the Xeras HaKosov is that he is considered that he did the mind, he did the Moloch of Zeir, even though, in fact, the wind was there. The wind was there. Because when he puts the grain on the field, is there any separation of chaff from the grain, of pseles from echo? After all, the essence of Zeir consists of separating, of driving away certain pseles, the chaff, from the grain. From the grain. And when he puts the grain on the field, so does he do anything? He doesn't do anything. The wind does the whole thing. It's not even a case of he doing it together. The Chovakoch is in the case of Libo Vipsi Oluach. So then he is doing it together with the wind. But when he puts the grain on the in the field, and then the wind blows away the chaff. So he doesn't do it together with the wind. The wind does the whole thing. He just prepared the grounds. He just prepared the grounds. So he enabled the wind to be there, to separate the chaff from the twig. So the melee, the question is, so what's the chaff as a person? That's the way it was in the Mishnah. But we don't learn out from the Mishnah something that was not done by the person. Suppose certain things took place in the Mishnah, but it wasn't the act of the person, of the Jews in the Mishnah, but it was the act of the wind. So then we learn out that this is Melacha. So in other words, so we see that we got the... So even according to the Rosh, that the Sakosu of Melachas Machshavos HaZeirah is limited only to the Melacha of Zeirah. It doesn't apply to all other Melachas. But the Melacha of Zeirah too is higher, not for the Melacha done by the wind. He's Mechuyev for the Melacha done by him. So the answer is the Xeras HaKosov. The Xeras HaKosov of in Zeirah is that it's considered done by him out of the ground. But without the Xeras HaKosov, it wouldn't even be grounded. It wouldn't even be grounded. So the Xeras HaKosov is that it's done by him through grounding. So we deduce that there is a Chofetz Nizokin. Why? In view of the fact that grounding Nizokin is also. But Rak say, if we didn't have the Mokia of Zeir Ruach HaMitzayim, I would say that it's not even grounding. It's not even grounding. Not everything is considered grounding. You see that according to all the Shemim except Rashi, most of the Shemim. So everything is given away. Everything is given away. Except Yon and Bey, and except Chal and Bey, and except... believe, even prayer, Harun prayer is not considered common. It's not considered the magic of the common either. So not everything is considered as the magic of the common. So the Yahu said from Zayden, the word is writing is two, there is a special apostle regarding Zayden. It doesn't apply to all the other Lohes. Because in all the other Lohes, so he has to do the Lohes with that mamash, not of the common. So, but by Zayden, so the apostle is, since the Ikam Lohes of Zayden in the Mishnah, was done out the Ruach, out the Krachachel. So the Melee, even if he does the Meloche out the Kome, if he does the Meloche of Zimre out the Kome, so he's also higher. But, so the Melee, by Hotel Mizoki, where there is a Loche of Kome Mizoki is also. So in Kabyesi is made that there is a Melachoki. But certain things are not even considered Kome. That there is this why, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, there is no Achotim Ayon and Meir. Because it's not even considered Komet. Komet also has its degree. Not everything that causes damage can be considered Komet. When I, let's say, if I have a cold, if I have pneumonia, and then somebody else talks to me, and I breathe in the same room as he, and then he catches pneumonia, I'm not considered as a Keret. I'm not considered as a Zeret. So in other words, so if not having the Zakosot of Zeret, the Ruach is a Yaitin. So then I would say, it's not even Kome. And if it's not Kome, it's not Yer HaLeik. So we see that the Torah is Mechayit, the Zeret. Is Mechayit, the Zeret by Shabbos, too, according to the Washington, is the Zakosot in regard to Zeret, not in regard to all the other Lohes. Because no God of Lohes, so in order to be higher, he has to do the Lohes with that knowledge, not all the common. But by Zeret, it's a course of peace, even if he does it all the common. Even if he does it all the common. So we see that by Zeret, so the Keah Achaya is integrated with his Keah, so that it is considered as if the Zeire is done by the two of them together. If nothing is a Zakosu, then I would say that the Zeire is not considered that he separates the chair from the grain together with the wind. No. Then I would say the wind does the separation exclusively. He doesn't do anything. He just prepares the ground for the Zeyver act by the way. I mean, that's how I would say our logic. Because after all, what does he do? He doesn't live over with the Ruach. So without this special Zerzakosu, it's gone. Live over with the Ruach. Because they both around the age. Mashaike Zeyver, when he just puts the grain in the field and then the wind exclusively by itself separates, wipes away the chair. So it's not in common. It's not in common. So the Zerzakosophy is that the Kiyarachel is integrated with his heck so that it can be considered that the Zeire, the separating the chair from the grain, is done by the two of them jointly. Now, if it's done by the two of them jointly, so then it's common. And there is this Zakosu that by this Meloche, Gomi is higher. By other Meloches, Gomi is not higher. But without, so in other words, there are two Meloches in the Zakosu of Zeyre and Ramsiyani. One is that even though the Pintias, the driving way of the chair, the separation of the chair from the grain, is done exclusively by wind, he doesn't do a thing. He just places the grain in the field, that's all. So even though Bimtzias, the Meloche of Zeyre, is done exclusively by the wind, so it shouldn't even be considered as Gomer. So that's the Aloche, that the work done by the wind is integrated with his act, so that it can be considered as the Zeyre had been done by the two of them together. But if the Zeyre is done by the two of them together, it's still Gomer. If it hadn't been considered, considered that it had been done by the two of them together, then it wouldn't even be Gromit. So we couldn't learn out from Mishkin. We couldn't learn out from Mishkin that anything that took place in connection with Mishkin by the forces of nature should be considered in Gromit. Only that which was done by the people who were in the Mishkin. So that is considered in Gromit. So the Mele, so from the fact that Zele is one of the Lohes, so we see that even though the dwelling way of the check is been seen not exclusively by the wind, not by the wind and him together, but since it is done by the wind on account of the fact that he put down the grain in the field, so the Mele, the Zerzakosuk of Zele tells us that the Keahache, whatever is done by the Keahache, is integrated with his act, so that it can be considered as if it had been done by the two of them, by him and the wind, Johnny. But even so, it's still Gromit. So by Shabbos, there is a Zerzakosuk that is Nere, that even Gromit is higher, and according to the Rosh, it's in the Zerzakosuk only that is Nere, according to the Rav Hanane, it's in the Zerzakosuk in all laws of Shabbos. But in Chodesh Kule, there is no aloche, the Gromi is Chayev. There is no aloche, the Gromi is Chayev. But, since Gromi is Oki is Ose, and here it is Gromi. But if not for the Alfuse of Zeta, the Gromi is Yaite, it wouldn't even be considered Gromi. So it would be like Ilan Bey. Ilan Bey is also a remote cause. But it's not considered Gromi. It's not going away. So the Alfuse is, that it is gone. But even though it is gone, so only Tabi Shabbos, there is Aloche, that Gomi is Chayev. So according to Rav Hananel, there is a Zakosu, that in all Meloches, Gomi is Chayev, if that is the common way of doing the Meloche, and according to the Rosh, only Tabi Zeyre, not by Adam. Now,
So the Rambam says that
He didn't see that everyone should be religious. The Asantis were mad. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't speak outside. I mean, where there is a wind, because the wind, a Shabbos, they wouldn't do it, because the wind might drive away the spirit. But it's very strange. I mean, it's very strange. I mean, like, after all, what is the essence? Torah means if something bears a resemblance to the act. So that's it all. So let's say, we heard in Rochel Zereya. So how was this? How? So what is the Arabsaya? The way it existed in the Mishnah. In other words, you put a seed in the ground. You sow something. So you put a seed in the ground. But and then something sprouts forth. That's real. So suppose you take water and you pour water over the grass, and that makes the grass grow more. So it's a bond of the rain. So we understand the resemblance between watering grass and putting a seed into the ground. In other words, the resemblance consists in the same result. Because what is the result of putting a seed into the ground? You get certain rockets, you get wood, and here, when you pour water over the grass, so you get the grass grows more. So there is a resemblance, so it's a lot. But here, the essence, what is the quintessence of Zera? Separating the dust, the chaff, from the grain. So when you put down the grain, the field, and then the wind blows away the chaff, so then there is a mere of separation. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Shabbos says that the dosh and Be'er and Zera, dosh and Zera and Be'er are made your hearts. And if it hadn't been, if each one did not exist in Mishnah separately, so then all of them would be included in one lot. But you know the fact that each one existed separately in the Mishnah, so each one is a Melacha by itself. So the quintessence, the essential feature of the Ruach of Zere consists of separating the chaff from the grain. But you don't have that feature in Ruach Ruach. So what's the Shaitas? Anyway, it's in Yoshalveh. I mean, you can tell you in Yoshalveh. So there's a one mentioned. From Nashi Ria, in Alpen Nashi, he said that there is another pshat in Yoshalveh. Yoshalveh doesn't mean that if somebody, let's say, if there is a wind, and if somebody goes out into the courtyard that has mechitzes, and it spits, and then the wind carries away the spittle in the courtyard, so it's chayvah shel zera. What chayvah is that zera? But it means this. Suppose you go in the street in the Rishon Lezion, and there is a very strong wind, and when you spit, so the spittle is carried over a distance of double damas by the wind. So we are highly shaped in Shimabel of the Amish. So then you ask, but it's Gehacha Gordon, Bishleim, when I walk, and I have a handkerchief in my pocket. So I carry it, but here, I just spit out the spittle. And then the wind, I don't push the wind, I don't push the spittle. It's not like throwing the ball. So then we can hit the ball. Good travels, Dalamis. But here, he just spits out, and then the wind, the strong wind, carries away the spittle over in this place. So it's Gehacha Mu'abei. So that's what Yerushalmi says. Just as we see the Tzeira, Biruach Mishayayite Yishayayi, even though it should be considered a Gomeh, because after all, the wind does everything. So that's the Allah of Mu'ach Mishayayi Yishayayi. That it is higher than by Shabbos. So when you act together with the Keachacher and you make the Keachacher work, so then the Keachacher, the act of the Keachacher is integrated with my Keach. And it's attributed to me, that's why it's higher than Shizere. So the same thing applies to the Moach of Meitzi too. True, he wasn't made see Daladamis the spittle. The wind carried the spittle over a distance of Daladamis. But how was the wind able to carry the spittle over a distance of 9 miles because he's down the spirit. So Mimele, that's Machshavas Oteiro, that's the Pshat Yerushalmi. Ha'ok Ruach Chayim, Mishum Zeire, V'Ruach Zeire. So just as over there, we got to the Ruach of Zeire. So the Keach Acher is integrated with my Keach, and everything that the Keach Acher does is attributed to me, because my Machshavas Oteiro. So Gabi Ruach of Tzoyer also the same thing. In other words, the Ramanashi Ilias, Pshat Yerushalmi, coincides with the Shita of the Leis here, and with the Shita from the Rambam. But it cannot. It does not harmonize with the Shita of Rashi. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions the Siman Shin Yutes, Ramanashi Ilias Pshat, and he says that it's a remarkable Pshat, because the ordinary Pshat, the way the Leis Ruah understood it, so it's very difficult. I mean, what? How can it be Tomei of Zeire? I mean, the essential feature of Zeire. The essential feature of Zeire consists of separating. So, apparently, Rav Gemilya was not aware of this Alpin Rashi. Rav Gemilya was not aware of this Alpin Rashi. So, he never saw it. So, because he raised the question, Rav Gemilya raised the question, how is it that only the Ramon mentions the Yerushalmi, which is Leah Zohar, and all the other Shem don't mention it, Ramon doesn't mention it. Ramon should mention it, that if somebody is Rav Ruach, he's higher. So, Rav Gemilya says, that the reason is why all the other Shem, including the Chabad, they don't mention it, is because they hold that our Gemara is Chilik. Our Gemara is Chilik and Yerushalmi. Because our Gemara says that Dosh and Zile and Beleia is the same kind of Ruach. And if each one had not existed separately in Mishnah, then all of them would be included in one Ruach. So we see that there is an affinity between the Ruach of Dosh and the Ruach of Zeire. Now, and so what is the essential feature of Dosh separating Zeire's from Eire? What is the essential feature of Zeire separating Zeire's from Eire? From Eire. So Mimele, Zeire also is the same kind of Ruach. But it is separate Ruach because it existed separately in the Mishnah. So Mimele, we couldn't say that Rav Ruach is it all according to the Bible. Now the Yerushalmi says that Rav Ruach is it all of Zeire. So the Yerushalmi obviously, the Rabbi says, is Chilkan al Ruach. And the Yerushalmi holds that Zeire, the essential feature of Zeire, is not the separation of the chaff from the grain, but the essential feature of Zeire consists in causing the wind to drive away something. That I made it available for the wind to be driven away. To drive away. So in many ways, but that's contrary to, so if that is the essential feature of Zeire, so in many ways, we couldn't say that Zeire and Dosh and Zeire is hang-hang, but it's a separate Ruach, because it exists separate from the Mishnah. So in many ways, that's why all the other Mishnah don't pass from the Ruach. And this is the Mechaber doesn't pass from it either. And the Ramo, he only passes at the Chumre, but not that he is Machriya, like Yerushalmi. So Rav Gemilya says all that in order to explain how is it that people today are not Zoya, and that they speak, let's say, Ruach. We feel the Ruach. So the answer is, but according to Rav Gemilya, so there is no Kasha. Okay. So in other words, Rav Gemilya's Pshat Yerushalmi harmonizes with the Shita of the Hanami or the Shita of the Venezia, not with the Shita of the Rosh, because with the Shita of the Mother. Alright. Now the next mission. We eat our Domino in Sobok, we saw the Habele, or we can hear the Kimela of Abbas. Echot Kwan, the Echot Domino. So a person should not plant the Nilo in Sobok, we saw the Habele, or we can hear the Kimela of Abbas. Echot Kwan, the Echot Domino. Now, what's the reason as to why one is not allowed to be the Tiyamiro? Some of us are the because of our biggest Akere. Some of us are the Habere, we saw the Alok, we saw the Yiro, we saw the biggest Akere, Shech Shiach, 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 In other words, so in that case we said that Bates said that it's considered even given away. Why? Because if you are saying here, let's say, here is a boy, and here is Shimon, sorry, and Reuben plants a tree near the boy of Shimon, sorry. So then he's considered as a mazik, because he'll always be tempted whenever he has to do the work. And he saw that, and the play Machrisho occupied a lot of space, so he will not be able to do his work in connection with the law unless he'll trespass on the field of Shimon, the son of Shimon. Even though he would be allowed, but human nature is such that if when there is a strong temptation, then he's likely to do it. So maybe he's considered dear delay right now, even though no one saw him trespass. After all, Shimon can put up a guard and that should not allow him to trespass on his field. The answer is, but you can't put up a guard all the time, and every person is subject to certain temptations. Now, he will be allowed to plant the yew near the border of Shimon, so no probability, more than once, time and time again, in order to be able to do the work, in connection with the Elon, he'll put all the equipment, all the tools, all the machrisha tools, and this on the grounds of Shimon. So maybe he's considered clear the way right now. Right now. We mentioned and we discussed it in the very beginning of the pastor. I mean, it's another example of the unique character of the mazik of Achokas Nizot. Because insofar as the mazik in Bobakam is concerned, a person could not claim damages from another person just because in all probability he's going to trespass upon his field tomorrow or the next day. If he produces anything, he testifies that he trespassed, okay, but just because in all probability a person will be tempted, he will be tempted to trespass on the neighbor's field, he cannot be considered the mazik. But insofar as the restraining rights of Achokas Nizot is concerned, so then he's always considered a mazik even before he married. After all, he's completely innocent. He didn't do anything yet, but he puts himself in such a situation that he will be tempted to trespass. So mainly he's considered as Gerdoy. When he told him, so was a Kabir, the Nabaris, a Hokkoni, a Hokkoni, so Ruben is not allowed to plant the son of the Shimon, with Elkir Nabaris, whether the Sode of Shimon is a Sode of Kwani, or the Sode of Shimon is a Sode of Ilonis. Hoy Gerdavitai, the Sinokanamikam, the Sinokanamikam, because then he's not in a position to trespass. There is a fence, so the fence is an obstruction, it will not allow him to trespass. So if Ruben Shoshi extend into the ground of Shimon, so my Mikimutvochim, Shriyakim Sabachisho, so Shimon can chop off the Shoshi to the extent of three Tvochim there, but not beyond it. Hoyochim Ferbeo Siach Moro, so then he can chop down the Shoshi even beyond the three Tvochim there. Because it undermines the Beira. Now, what does the Reitzim Shalem mean? Does the Reitzim Shalem mean it belongs to the Baal Ilon or it belongs to the Baal Beira, the Baal Akarke? So that is discussed in other cases. Why not? So, the Baal Ilon is a long way to the Ilon. We tell you, Kiryad Misakerem, she is Yachis and Nesok, we told Lachis, 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 So when we say that he's not going to move away, now that is in planting the Ilon only out of soil. But in Bobel, he only has to move away to Amas. Why Bobel is different? So, in other words, the tools that they use in connection with Chrisha in Eretz Yisrael were much more extensive than the tools that they used in connection with the Machrisha in Bob. To jump from a higher level to a lower. So, in other words, So if it is your Nibbana, now Nibbana is higher than Nibbana. Vines, the branches of the vines are relatively low, whereas the branches of a tree are relatively tall. So anyway, if it is, if let's say Shimon has your vines, so the branches are relatively low. And then Uvein wants to plant a tree whose branches will be very tall. So then, that's a bit when birds will sit down on the branches, on top of the branches of Uvein's Yom, and they will try to sit down on the lower level plates, so they will readily jump down to the vines, and then there will be massive vines. So that's why for Amis is not enough. So it has to be determined in every case what kind of achot will assure him against any damage done by birds. Mashiach came with Zilom, Nilom, or Fatal, Fatal. So in the same level. So there we are only faced with the possibility of trespassing by the tools of the Machincho. So for that, all that this is how the Akrama explained. I will not find it. On my way, so Rabbi Yosef said, I'm not going to chapel. The Omar Rav, high declare. So Rav Baruch Hanan said, I'm not going to chapel. Why? The Omar Rav, high declare. The toim kapel also makes it. If you have a tree that is loaded with fruits of echel, so then you're not allowed to chop it down. Why? Because of the love of Isaac. We such this is eight. So it's the love of Isaac. That's the love of Otashkis. There's the love of Otashkis. So you're not allowed to do it. I declare the toy cafe. So you can't expect me to chop down my palm trees. After all, the palm trees, they are loaded with dates. So it's a little Michael. I cannot be much trees than a little Michael. I'll be able to love the Isaac. So I declare. The Torah comes from Mitzvah, the Omer of Chanune, lo yishochi, shikhas gviya, lo becomes tate de loizim. Now Chanune said that he was nourished, I mean his son was nourished, very severely, because he was not clear in the Issa of the Sashkas as Eitzo. He chopped down a tate de loizim, ma, in Nichal Eleikis. So Rabbi Baruch Hanan said to Rabbi Yosef, if you want to chop it down, because you are Isaac from, as a result of my country, so right, you do it, but I'm not going to do it. Because in Valtanisa, in Michalei Lekis. Now, so the question is, so how does the Mishnah say, well, if there is a Nisa to chop down a tree under all circumstances, even when the tree does hesitate, so how does the Mishnah say, Machikin Zilom Nabeir, and he says, in Habeir keep more kate to his Zilom, but it involves a lab. The answer is, the lab of the Sashkin Zilom only applies to a case where it's there as possible. If it's done in a wasteful manner, but if it's done for a constructive purpose, then there is no Issa of the Sashkas Seitzo. There is no Issa of the Sashkas Seitzo. So here too, after all, he said that he's an Isaac. He's an Isaac because of the Tzipelim, so he's an Isaac. So it's not in a wonderful manner. So how does it involve an Issa of the Sashkas Seitzo? So the Rashbo raises that question, and the Rashbo says, the Tein Hachanan, if there is a Din of Achoke because of the Tzipelim, So then there is no Issa of the Sashkas. But Rabbi Baruch Hanan was critical on the whole thing. On the whole thing, Rabbi Baruch Hanan held that even in the case of human Mikvani, so that dance is enough. And it's not going to be the magic more just because some birds might sit down so well. That does not come within the capital of Baruch Hanan. So he said, you hold that there is a larger achoke in case of your mikvani, $10. So you that's your opinion. So you do the chopping down, but I don't agree with you then. This is how the Rashi explains. But from Tesis, he says, it's mashma, that Tesis is chelik, that Bali Tesis. So Jesus says, in the first sentence, Jesus says, the thing of another, that when does the Mishnah say Jesus makes it not me, only in the new one is not the new one. And even if it is a new one, but if there is very little food, but if it's loaded with food, so then there is no teacher because of the Israel of Mishnah. Aber koshe da nur nach Hilde, da der Hanne Kuhn in Mikrische in Kuhle, habe ich kommen und mache Reise und Reihe, auch um mich mit die Pfanne, nun da noch ins Kuhle, wie ich die Vorre, die Schande Hossa, die Lese mit Dari und mit Mikrische in Kuhle, aber habe ich toll über die Tafel gehabt, in other words, according to this is, so even if the person chops down a new Meichel for a constructive purpose, it's still awesome. That's the machlokes between Tesis and Rashba. According to Rashba, when does the love of this Ashkenaz the same apply only when it's done wasteful? But if it's done with a wasteful motive, but if it's done for a constructive purpose, even though it's not very advisable to do it, but as long as he's not motivated by waste, even though he doesn't act prudent. No, sometimes a person will decide to tear down a certain kind of a tree because of a petty consideration. But he does, as long as he doesn't do it with a wasteful motive, so he's allowed to do it, according to Rashba. According to Rashba, in other words, let's say, suppose a certain tree, a new Michael, has especially the trunk of that tree has a special kind of wood. And it will give and he wants to use that wood of that trunk, of the trunk of that tree, to make a booth for guests. A booth. So, and for him it's important, but from the point of view of the reasonable man, so it would be a waste. But as long as he doesn't do it with the weight for motive, he does it for a constructive purpose, not just ways. The Kabbalah is not just ways, but in order to build a booth out of that wood, even though he's ill-advised, so it doesn't involve any self-assessment. According to this, so too, that one is allowed to build, to tear down, to chop down a new life, if the gain, the advantage derived from tearing down, from chopping down, is much more than the loss sustained. So then it's with that. So you always have to weigh the advantages gained from chopping it down as against the loss. So really, in this case, the damage was very little in comparison with the loss involved in chopping down this mountain. So the male, because of that, he helped himself. That's what the shit is. But the unfortunate thing is, no, that whenever a person does it because he wants to derive a certain benefit, even though it's ridiculous, the benefit, when you compare, when you weigh the advantage gained from building a booth or a house from that wood, and again, the loss sustained in chopping down of the wonderful Elon Musk. So, according to the law, as long as he is not interested in wasting per se, so then he does not involve the Nisaya of the Musk. So that's the machlokes between the Rashba and Jesus. So, good evening. Now, for Tuesday, so we should go over tomorrow up to the mission of human tomatoes and